Hey, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. How are you doing? Welcome. Happy New Year to my beautiful sisters. How are you? Welcome to 2020, y'all. What is going on? I hope you all had a phenomenal holiday, great Christmas, a wonderful New Year's. Man, I hope that, you know, whatever you had prayed to God for, what you wanted for Christmas, it was under that tree. It was under that tree and then some, right? Oh my goodness. I am so excited to be here, y'all. Listen. Man, 2020 is already starting off with a bang for me, okay? And that's on a positive note because I have made up in my mind, you know, that 2020 was going to be the best, one of the best years ever for me. I'm telling you, and I'm still believing in that. I receive that. I declare it and then some. Okay. You know, yeah, I have had some challenges since, you know, January 1st up until now. But at the end of the day, I made it. At the end of the day, I survived. At the end of the day, God kept me. And I'm not allowing anything to ruin my day whatsoever. I may have shed some tears. I may have, you know, got upset and got angry every now and then because I'm human like that. Okay. But, you know, I repented, of course, and I'm still excited as to what God has for my life. And here's the thing, y'all, when you made up in your mind about doing something, you know, that you're ready to make a commitment to doing something, guess what? Be prepared for the darts. Be prepared for the enemy to come like full force, okay? You should know this by now, okay? Because every time you made up in your mind about doing something better for you or something better for your future, for your kids or whatever, the enemy is going to come and start throwing all kinds of craziness in your life. But don't let that stuff distract you or dismay you or discourage you. It's all about growth and development. It's all about pruning, that P word. Yes, y'all. It's all about preparation. It's all about, you know, getting you ready for the assignment that God has for your life. And it's going to be epic. It's going to be amazing. So out of all of that hell you are going through, out of all what you have encountered, out of all what you have lost or what have you, trust me, the reward is sweet. Okay. And that's what keeps me going. That's what's keeping me grounded, honestly. You know, my faith is getting stronger and stronger every day, you know, and even though I cried out, I still trust God and knowing that God got my back because he's not going to let anything happen to me because he is still in complete control over my life. Like he's in complete control over your life. So even though the enemy may go ahead and target and may do some things, God still says, no, come on, somebody. He says, no, do not harm my daughter. Do not cause them bodily harm or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? God's still in control of your life. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? So yes, I am so excited about 2020 because I've already claimed it that this year is going to be one of the best years ever. There's going to be opportunities that's already available for me. There's doors opening up for me. I mean, there's going to be some things that I didn't even think about or didn't even register in my brain, you know, that's going to happen for me, man. And I'm just like, yes, God, let's make this thing work. Let's go. Let's do it. You know what I mean? So listen, y'all, I'm so super excited about this podcast season. You know why? First and foremost, let me tell you, do you remember when I had said this past year what I wanted on my Christmas list and what I put on my Christmas list and what I wanted under the tree. And honestly, what I just wanted regardless, whether it was if I got it on Christmas or my birthday or whatever. And it was my laptop, right? Well, here's the deal. I got an electronic device and it wasn't a laptop, but it's just as good. My baby girl had blessed me with my rose gold Apple iPad. Oh, yes, honey. I'm styling and profiling. Am I grown? Am I grown or what? Let me tell you something. This iPad is a blessing. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. I call this my laptop, okay? It is literally like my mini laptop. And I'm so forever grateful that God just blessed me through my daughter with this phenomenal gift. I am so excited because I can do a little bit more than what I could have done on my phone. And that's just real talk. I still haven't given up on my laptop because I still definitely need one. But in the meantime, now that God blessed me with this iPad, oh, she is my laptop for now. So, you know, I am really, really indulging everything about this technology right now. And as a matter of fact, I did go on live. I went on live not too long ago. And I was on live with you too, guys. Well, here's the thing. I don't know, for some reason or another, my phone. And I think what happened was I got a phone call and it just paused the video. And I really didn't pay any attention at the time because I was, you know, watching the comments and everything when I was on live on my Facebook page. And by the time I looked, you know, I was already, it was past 30 minutes or whatever, because it conked off it about 15 minutes, you know, during the live. So, you know, I didn't want to just like leave it like that. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to do this here audio, and come on here live with you guys, and just share with you what I had spoke on live on my Facebook. And so that's the thing I was so excited about, and I wanted to just to come on live like that with you guys included, because I know that everybody, you know, is on Facebook like that. I know most of you are just pretty much just trying to just get it together, right? You don't have time to be on no social media outlet right now. You got enough going on in your personal life right now, and I totally get it, you know, and I definitely respect that 100%. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to still continue to do this bad boy, even though you're not on live, that's okay, but I don't want you guys to miss out on what I have planned for this season on our podcast. So definitely come tomorrow. I will be on live on my Facebook page. I can't tell you exactly what time because I really don't know, but I think more likely it's going to be in the mid afternoons. So any of you who are available or open around that time, definitely go ahead and check my page. It's on my personal page live. So it's Tawanta Davis Jones. That is my Facebook page. So you definitely go ahead and click on that page. You can definitely request to be on, you know, be on my friend list, that kind of stuff. And you could be, you know, be ready to go on, participate live, because I want to make this podcast more formal, and I want it to be a dialogue. I want it to be a communication, you know, not just me talking all the time, but actually communicating with my sisters. And yes, I know I'm going to have some brothers on there as well, and that's all good. But I definitely want this podcast to be a conversational outlet, you know, for us women to really to express, you know what we're dealing with, and not just us personally, right? Not just us personally, in terms of our personal issues, but even on a positive note, because this podcast for me is something very personal. It's all about resiliency. It's all about strength. It's all about coming back from, you know, from the issues and the trials and the hell that the majority of us have experienced. And a lot of times we don't realize how strong we really, really are until somebody brings it to our attention to remind us just how strong we really are. You know, like, you know, even though this situation happened 6 years ago, but look where you are right now. You know, you survived this, man. You survived this abuse. You survived that bad divorce. You survived cancer. You survived whatever. And you are stronger. You're more wiser. You're more confident, more bolder than ever before. You have learned some things. Yes, you have lost some things, but thank God you're here. And you definitely are a living, walking testimony for other women out there, right? And so I really want this podcast to definitely showcase that as well, when we have, you know, the live conversations and, you know, and having these dialogue and all those things. So basically I want you all to participate. You all free to participate and to comment, you know, based on those topics that we're going to be discussing. Now, speaking of topics, I'm definitely going to add in some topics, some dialogue, in this season, on my show. And I think this is going to be something really cool, something fun, definitely, you know, and definitely something very uplifting, very inspiring, very encouraging, very motivating, all of that for us women, because we need that daily. We need that often in our lives. 2020 is here, is in full effect. And, you know, and I'm keeping it real. I know not everybody is really living their best life right now, you know, and it's just January, 16th. And I know everybody is not living their best life. There's people still fighting off 2019. They're still dealing with some issues from that, from this past year. And, you know, there are some that actually succeeded and they dominated it. They won, you know, and all those things. So I get it. Everybody is not on the same page, but guess what? You can't get there. You can get there. And those of us who have, you know, succeeded, who have finally, is free or delivered from that issue or problem, you can definitely voice that out live, you know, on my Facebook page, you know, especially when it comes to those discussions, those topics that we are talking about. Right. So I'm going to share with you seven topics that I had put down, and I'm not going to use all seven topics on my show. I'm going to just pull out maybe four, but that's just based on everyone's votes, if you will. So you definitely have that platform to decide out of those seven topics that I'm going to share with you quickly. You can, you know, decide, you could pick out those four that best suits you, or something that, you know, you're like, oh, well, that would be fun to learn or know about, or those kind of things. You know what I'm saying? So it may not all be relatable to what you are experiencing or what you're dealing with right now. But you know, some of those topics can definitely be entertaining and fun and very knowledgeable, right? And that's the whole point, because I want this podcast to be a learning experience, not just motivational, which is important, but definitely learning something that, you know, it helped you to really start to think about you, about your life, about your purpose, about your future. And, you know, and give you that momentum, give you that drive based on hearing stories from other women, based on, you know, what is happening in your neck of the woods. You know what I mean? That gives you that desire to, like, I want to do more. I want to do this. I want to make this happen for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to do. I want this podcast, I want this to be something really explosive, something that you could just get a little bit of something, you know, everybody could get something out of it, you know? So, excuse me, I almost choked on myself, y'all. So anyway, I'm going to give you seven topics, and I, like I said, I'm only going to choose, or pull out four, of those topics. And the topics that I share with you, you definitely can comment as well. You can comment on my Facebook page, or you could comment based on the outlet that you're listening to me from, whether it's Anchor.fm or whether it's Apple or iTunes, whichever one. And you can just comment and let me know the four that you know that interests you. So the first thing I have that I want may discuss is called What's Happening. That's the first topic, is called What's Happening. And that's basically what I'm going to talk about, you know, events upcoming events that's coming, that's happening in your local neighborhood, you know, like what's happening like for this week or what's happening next week, you know, so something that's currently in the process of taking place or that's going to happen in downtown, you know, New Hampshire or downtown New Jersey or somewhere, you know, downtown Newark, New Jersey, somewhere downtown Los Angeles or somewhere like that, depending on where you guys are from or what's happening in your neck of the woods. My goal, what I'm going to do on my end, is basically do more research, finding different events and different outlets out there in the areas that you probably are close by. Some of you probably next to me. You're probably in Ohio. Some of you probably in Florida. And, you know, Florida is a big state, of course. And you might know certain things that might be happening in your neck of the woods. But maybe there's some other things that you probably wasn't aware of. You know what I mean? And not even just in your neck of the woods, but probably something globally. And that'll be the second topic called what's ahead. What's ahead is basically future events that's going to be taking place within the next several months from now, you know, and it may happen maybe in your local neighborhood, of course, but like I said, it may be outside of the state that you currently live in. As you know, this is 2020, so of course, you know, one of the big events, is the Summer Olympics. I'm totally a huge fan of the Summer Olympics. I told you that before, guys. I'm a huge fan of the Olympics, whether it's summer, winter. Hey, you could do a spring and a fall. I don't care. I will be watching it, okay? But, you know, things like that that's coming up. And I want to share that with you because who knows? Some of you may have the financial means to travel down to Tokyo, Japan. I believe that's where the event's going to take place. And you may want to go there. You never know. Some of you probably work with a company that might be sponsoring the Olympics. You never know, right? So why not go ahead and share these type of events? You know, whether it's a global event, whether it's a local event, whatever it is, I want to be able to bring that to your attention as well. You may have somebody that might be participating in the Olympics. You never know. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the second topic is called what's ahead. You know, what's going to be coming up in the near future. And you guys can put that down in your calendars or what have you. You know, there's, you know, spring is right around the corner. That's going to be coming up very, very soon. So of course, you know, you got spring events, you have conferences, you got seminars, you know, local conventions, you know, things like that, you know, that's might be very important, especially for women. You know, I know the Essence event that takes place annually in New Orleans. I'm assuming that's where it's going to be again, if not already, but I have to do more research on that. But you know, that's a big deal. That's a big ticket item, a big ticket event, you know, that, you know, a lot of women from all walks of life, want to be a part of, right? And why not bring that to your attention and all those things? I have yet gone to an Essence Festival, but you know, I believe that God has that in his will somewhere for me to go ahead and experience that event, you know, and truly indulge in that moment and just have fun, right? Because it's a great event to go to because they have so many different elements, you know, that everybody can pretty much be a part of, right? So the third topic will be the acronym WOW. The acronym WOW, W-O-W, which stands for Woman of Wealth. Wow. Woman of Wealth. And what that topic is going to be talking about is wealthy women, this, you know, wealthy women who are top rank in their companies, whether they're CEOs, whether they're entrepreneurs, business women, you know, women in that magnitude, you know, women that's global, women that are probably in your neck of the woods, even people that's, you know, that you probably, that we know successfully, you know, like Oprah Winfrey and all the other moguls out there, you know, our Rihanna, you know, she is the number one millionaire, and I think in her field in music or something like that. I read that article. Well, I read the title of it. And I really didn't study it, but I have to go back and do my research on that. But that's what I want to talk about. And, you know, it's not so much about the wealth part of that, you know, them being rich. It's the process of how they got there. You know, it's what they had to endure. It's what they had to conquer, you know, to get to where they are today. Because not only did they have to deal with their fears, and not only did they have to deal with the demons and whatever that they dealt with or they got delivered from, but they had to deal with, you know, their counterpart. They had to deal with the opposite sex. They had to deal with this male dominating world. You know what I mean? There's so many factors that a lot of women had to endure, had to deal with, like we today, we as women are dealing with right now. And even though we may not be wealthy as these women are, but the problem still remains the same. Right? It still remains the same. And, you know, you can learn from the tenacity of these women, the resilience of these women, right? And that's what I mean about, you know, encouraging you and motivating you to keep going and not giving up on yourself, on your dreams, on your goals or your careers or whatever that God has for you to do. So that's what that topic will consist of. It's called WOW. The acronym of WOW is Women of Wealth. The next topic is Wonder Woman. Yes, Wonder Woman. And I don't just mean the Wonder Woman we are familiar with, you know, in terms of the comics and the show back in the 70s, you know, and even the movie. Even though I'm a fan of Wonder Woman, yes, I am. But I'm talking about the women, the Wonder Women of today that's in our lives, that is in our neighborhoods, that is in, you know, that is in our family line. You know, women that, you know, whether you know them or not, but you are encouraged and inspired by their story, by their testimony. You know what I'm saying? That's what that Wonder Woman is all about, because we are all Wonder Women in our own right. Come on now. We are all Wonder Women in our own right. You know, we may not have the costumes and all of that, you know, but we have the Word of God. You know, that's all we need anyway. He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is everything that we need while we are out here, you know, daily, you know, trying to, you know, achieve our goals and trying to do the assignment, you know, that God has called us to do. And so I definitely want to elaborate on that a little bit more and share with you some stories that I had come across of women locally, you know, that are doing phenomenal things in their community. You know what I'm saying? And they are no different than you. You know, there may be single women that are, you know, trying to, you know, finish off their degree, but yet they're financially in a financial strain, but yet they still find a way to survive, and yet they have kids, or you know what I'm saying? And they have, you know, dealt with so many different obstacles, man, so many different challenges, but yet they still survive it. Yes, they still stand. And that's what I call a Wonder Woman, a powerful woman that just don't give up. You know, she may go down on her knees, but that's the best position to be at, because that's when you could cry out to the Lord, honey. You know what I'm saying? You could call on the name of the Lord real quick and say, Lord, I need you. Come on now. I need your super on my natural right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the topics right there that I think that would be a great discussion to talk about. The next topic, guys, is called What You Say. You got to say with attitude, what you say. Come on now. What you say there now? And what that topic is going to be about, what we're going to discuss on that is, you know, what is happening in our world today. You know, like you hear some things on the news, or you hear something and it's like, what you say? Like what? You know, like for instance, you know, Meghan Markle and her husband, you know, they, you know, that's a big talk with them because they decided to step down on their royal rank, if you will, position. I won't say rank, but their position in England. And so that's a big thing, you know, that people are talking about. But they have that right to choose to do what's best for them and for their family and all those things. And yet they still continuing to serve the people and bless the people and do what they are, you know, known for. But, you know, they made a very serious decision and they are comfortable with that decision. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, this is what we come in with the dialogue. You know, you share your opinions on that. You know, I share my opinions on that, and we just share it amongst each other. You know, and we just get inspired by that, you know, that this is a powerful couple, you know, indeed, you know, and they come together to talk about something that you know, is, you know, very, very, you know, traditional, something that is like law. You know what I mean? When it comes to the royalty, you know, in England like that, you know what I'm saying? And it's a huge thing, but to them, it's like, it's their life, you know, and they are a family now. They have a baby, you know, and they want to do something that is easy. Not so much that I would say easy, but something that they both feel at peace and it doesn't wear them down. You know what I'm saying? And that's something as a married, you know, if you are married, that's something we definitely can pull from. That can be an encouragement to our marriages, in our marriages, you know, and for our spouses and all those things, you know? So that's something right there definitely that you may want to add to the pool of discussion. The next topic is called Wisdom Before Beauty. I know this is going to be one of them. I could tell you right now, wisdom before beauty. This topic is going to be based on women learning more, being proactive, take ownership of learning and growing about life, about you, about what's going on in your surroundings. It really, you know, and I'm part of that situation too, is it really saddens me to see some of us sisters not knowing about, you know, about real estate, about our homes that we purchase. You know, we just want the big house, or we want this, we want that, but we fail to learn the details about owning a home and the, you know, and all that stuff involved with that, or learning about taxes, or learning more about investment and all these things. You know, it's so important, ladies, that we take the time and invest on the knowledge. Instead of investing on beauty products and getting pampered, nothing wrong with that. But we definitely cannot continue to use our physical beauty to get into the door, you know, or get us financially stable. We need to be knowledgeable of our finances. We need to learn about how to discipline ourselves better when it comes to money and all those things. A lot of us say, well, I do pretty good with my money and this, that, or whatever. And you may, but if you don't have that person who's truly been gifted and called in that field in finances to truly discipline you and teach you some things, you know, you probably cheating yourself real bad, you know, with your money. You are really cheating yourself. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we embezzle our own selves and we don't even recognize that we're doing it. You know what I mean? And it's the truth. That does happen. And I'm, you know, going to make that move myself to get a finance, a person who's in that field and have them to teach me how to do better with money, you know. And I'm not a heavy spender. I'm not. But I know when I do get the money, I do hold on to it a little bit. But at the same time, I do, you know, treat myself or do certain things. And I don't treat myself often. That's the thing. I don't treat myself often. I don't even know how to shop for myself anymore like I used to back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Because when you are in this season of marriage and being a mom, that's out the door. You know, putting you first is out the door because you focus on your kids. You will make sure your kids want to have the best of the best, or near closest to the best. You want to, you know what I'm saying? And you start building this habit of, you know, putting them before you, putting your spouse before you, or putting whatever before you. And I know some of you are like, uh-uh, that ain't me. I ain't the one. And you know, that's all good. But you know, I'm talking about those who are going through that. You know, now that your kids are a little bit older, you want to do a little bit more for yourself, but now that you don't even know how. And this, I'm just being honest because I know I'm in that boat right now. And it's like, Lord, I need help with this because I just don't know what to do, you know. And I'm asking God to bless me financially. I want to be a multimillionaire by the end of 2020 and all that. And I truly believe that will happen for me. But before it happens, I need to discipline myself I need to be knowledgeable on some things. I need to discipline myself when it comes to budgeting and you know, all those things. And so it's so important, ladies, to really educate ourselves and not be dependent on our spouses or our significant other or anybody to teach us that. You know, they may give us a little bit of something, and that's appreciative that they do, but you need to take that initiative. You need to take ownership. And that's something that my pastor at my church, you know, is that's the theme for this for 2020. You know, 2019 is from membership, and now 2020 is to ownership. And so now we got to take ownership, be responsible of, you know, of doing more for ourselves and not depend on anybody to do it for us. You know what I'm saying? And especially for those women who wants to go, you know, back to college, you want to go back to school, but yet you feel intimidated or you feel like your age is a factor and you don't think you're smart enough or creative enough to do certain projects and research and stuff like that, you know. Don't let the enemy play you like that. You are more and highly qualified because God is in you. So there is no reason why you can't succeed. You know, there's no reason why you can't be one of the top students in that class. You know what I'm saying? It's already in you. So if you already had that desire a long time ago to go back to college and get your master's degree or get your bachelor's degree or even, heck, get your doctorate degree, come through, girl, make it happen. And so that's what this wisdom of Before Beauty is all about, to really talk more in depth and also to share a couple of articles or whatever that I may come across in relations to that. And we can talk about that a little bit more in depth. Okay. And of course, the next one will be the acronym WE, which will means women and entertainment. And that's basically, you know, pretty much talking about women, actors, women that, you know, that we are fans of, that we admire, whether they are in film or whether they are just out on, you know, they're on television every now and then. It doesn't have to be an actor. It could be someone like a public figure, Michelle Obama, definitely her, you know, and, you know, the story of her life is just so moving and so amazing, so inspiring, right? You know this woman's story. For those of you who are fans of hers, you know her story and you know how powerful her story is. And she's gone on to write a book. And those of you, you might already have her book. I don't have her book yet. I'm going to get the book, but I know that book is so, so, so inspiring. She even has a thing like a workbook as well. Like you can actually, use that book and write in that book and all those things like that. But you know her story, and there are other women like Michelle Obama that's out there in the public world that is very inspiring. Even women that's in the political world, you know, women that are considering, you know, to become president in their country, not just here in these United States, but there are some people, you know, in different countries that are considering to be president or, you know, to be, you know, the next officer or whatever in command. And, you know, they are no different than us in terms of their life. You know, they're successful, or they're wives, or their moms, or they're divorced, or, you know, they're single or whatever, but they have gone through some challenges and they still dealing with some challenges, you know, especially they are making this, you know, this bold move into, you know, considering of being the next president or the next leader in their country. And certain countries, let's be real, certain cultures, they don't vibe women being in control of anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, but to have, just to hear another sister that's like beating all odds, you know, and her life is being threatened every day. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to be in those countries to have your life threatened every day. Heck, there's a lot of sisters getting their life threatened right here in these United States. And I'm not talking about in terms of like killing you, which that's part of it, but your life getting threatened all the time when it comes to your career. You know, you working for somebody else, that company can shut down in a matter before your eyes. You know, that's life threatening. Okay, because when that job goes, so does your paycheck. And that affects your life in many different ways. You know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah, this topic, we, and I love how God just put that for me. He just gave me that idea. Just, I was like, wow, this is cool. Because even though it is, you know, it's a word and it's a, and I broke it down to an acronym, but it does talk about us, we as women, as a sisterhood. This is a global thing here. It involves all of us. You know, out of this sisterhood, this circle of women, you know, our sisters, some of our sisters out there are beating all odds. And that's encouraging in itself. And that's so inspiring, you know. And there are women that might, that's not even in, involved in politics. You know, there's a couple of ladies that I come across, and I'm pretty sure you have seen them too. But these women are in their prime. I mean, when I mean, they're in their 80s, and they are bodybuilders. And these women look phenomenal. They don't even look 80 something. They look like they're at least 60, if not early 70s, but not in their mid 80s. But these are women that are, they decide to just make a change in their life, in their health, and all those things. And now they are known all over the world. And they are so inspirational. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, it's not too late to make the change, to make decisions to better your life, to better your health and all those things, right? And speaking of health, and I did not put that topic down, I should have, but I definitely will put it in the future, but I wanted to tap into our health as well. And I don't know what topic to call that right now. If you have a topic or a suggestion, let me know. That would be cool. I definitely want to bring that out to discussion tomorrow when I go on live on my Facebook. But I wanted to definitely talk about, you know, we as women when it comes to our health. You know, we definitely need to be very proactive in that too, you know. And I get it. Some of us don't want to go to the doctor. Some of us, you know, don't want to deal with the, you know, with the pap smear, with the mammograms and all that other stuff. And if you are a healthy sister, thank God, you know, you're healthy and all of that, you know, just go ahead and get it done, right? Bring a sister friend that could be your supporter, that can be your encourager, you know, so you keep your mind focused, so your mind won't go back, you know, go and start talking crazy stuff and all that mess. You know, and I'm guilty too, because I definitely get my butt out there. But not just also getting our physicals done on a yearly basis, but also when it comes to the eating and, you know, definitely taking that more seriously. You know what I mean? So those are things that I definitely want to incorporate in my podcast, because this is part of our life. This is part of our life, ladies. And we can't continue to ignore that either. We want to live a healthy, long, prosperous life. And God definitely will grant that for us. But we got to do our parts too. Like I said, we got to take ownership. We got to be proactive. We got to make that effort to do what is necessary. And once we start doing this thing and we start doing it consistently, make it a habit, we're going to start noticing the change, and we're going to feel better. We're going to look better. We're going to grow better, right? Because we're learning new things. We are, you know, appreciating other sisters more, you know, because we get so lost in the sauce. We get so caught up in our own personal drama. You know, we close the world out. We close out everybody else, and we only focus on the woe is me moment, you know, woe is me, nobody love me, blah, blah, blah. We need to get out of that, you know, and start, you know, expanding, you know, our horizons, you know, definitely be more knowledgeable, about other people and be blessed, not, you know, just be blessed by the stories you hear of other women and what they are doing and what they continue to do. Learn from their faith, learn from, you know, their mistakes, learn from, you know, the positive decisions, you know, that they made and that they made as a lifestyle for them. and all those things. So these are the topics that I wanted to share with you that I'm definitely going to implement into this season, into the show. So out of those seven, I'm only going to pull out the four for now. Those that don't get chosen, I'm not going to delete them forever. I will use them in the near future, so I might do a course of flip-flop here and there or whatever. But for now, I'm out of those seven, I'm definitely going to choose the four, and that will be the discussion on the podcast, right? So give me your thoughts. What do you think? You think this is a good move? You think this is something that's going to definitely, bring in more subscribers? Yes, definitely. But more importantly, to really, to strengthen the sisterhood even more, right? To really, strengthen you as a person and to encourage all of us, to encourage you and to let you know that, you know, you still got it. No matter what, you still got it. You are a winner, right? 2019 is over, right? 2019 is over. There's no need to think about it no more. There's no need to dwell on it anymore. You know, 2020 is here. Get ready for what is to come for you. Expect great things to take place for you in your life, in your business, in your personal life. Expect the greatness of what God is going to do, what he is doing right now, right? And keep on speaking that. Yeah, you're going to have those days, y'all, that is going to challenge you. It's going to scare some of you. It's going to frustrate you. It's going to make you angry. Come on, let's keep it real, right? I mean, the enemy is going to challenge every senses. Okay, in your body. Okay, he's going to challenge you. And guess what? That's okay, because God got you. You are strong because he is in you. And you are a winner. No weapon formed against you is ever going to prosper. Come on now. Read Psalms 91. 1,000 may fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it's not going to come near you. What you see, the wicked, you see what's going to happen to them. You see all the many diseases and all kinds of stuff that's going on. That's not going to come in your home. That's not going to come on your front porch. Why? Because it is covered by the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And I'm just being real with you. You got to say these things. You got to remind yourself, you know, because you have made up in your mind that 2020 is going to be one of the best years ever. So get ready for the enemy to come and start attacking. Let's keep it real. Get ready. All right. Get ready. And know that you are not alone in this thing. God got you 100%. And when it comes to situations that, you know what, it's just not even worth your energy to debate or fight over. Girl, just let loose. Let that thing go, honey. And to say, God, you take it. Take it. Just take it. Just like, you know, you just give somebody a bag or something, or give them a basket full of stuff. Jesus, take it. Take it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to. I said what I had to say, or I did what I had to do. I did what I needed to do, and I can't do no more. I tried to help, but they didn't appreciate my help. I try to tell my children, but they don't want to listen half the time. I try to tell my husband, he don't want to listen half the time. God, I leave it in your hands. Okay. Do that. Do what you got to do, right? Do what you got to do so you can enjoy this brand new year with joy and gladness. With joy and gladness. Expect the great things to take place in your life, right? So yes, everybody, those are the topics. I'm going to give it to you one more time. And again, you know, you guys are welcome to go on my page on Facebook and definitely comment those topics. I even posted the topics as well on my personal page. You definitely could go ahead and check that out, and you could comment below and tell me out of the seven, which of those four that you definitely are interested in. So here are the topics again for you. Again, it's what's happening, what's ahead, the acronym of WOW, Women of Wealth. Then we have Wonder Woman, And then we have what you say. And the next one is wisdom before beauty. And the last one, the acronym WE, Women and Entertainment. Women and Entertainment, okay? So go ahead and, jot down those topics that you definitely want me to discuss or talk about. Again, I'm going to be coming on live tomorrow on my Facebook page. If you're not, a friend of mine on my Facebook page, go ahead and request a friend so you can participate in the live, so you can definitely, talk about what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Be looking out for me sometime in the mid-afternoon. Hopefully, if I don't have anything going on prior to or during that time, I will definitely be on live, and we're going to officially get this thing going, get it started. I'm so excited for this podcast. It's just amazing, man. I'm just so overwhelmed right now, but it's all good. It's all good, because this is for my babies. This is for my sisters. You know what I'm saying? Right? Because we're going to help each other out. We are going to dominate this year. We are dominating, period. We are dominating. Come on now. We are going to take over. Come on now. We got to do it. We are winners. We are winners. And we got this. We got this. So, beloved, listen, I'm going to close out with a prayer. I hope you all have a phenomenal day. Again, don't forget to go ahead and put down the top fours or the four topics that definitely piques your interest, and comment that below in the Facebook page, and we will go ahead and get this show officially started. So God, thank you for this brand new year. Thank you for life. Thank you for allowing us to see this brand new year. I know I'm not the only one, God, that has made a decision prior to 2020 arriving that 2020 was going to be the year for them. I know I'm not the only one that has made a decision that they are ready to move forward, that they are ready to walk into their greatness, that they are ready to work the assignment that you have for them this current season. I know that there are so many of us out there that are ready to just take that plunge of faith and not allow fear to dominate anymore. God, you heard our prayers. You are fully aware of what's in our hearts. You are fully aware of our motives, and I pray that all of our motives are pure, and it's at heart, is sincere, and I know you are moved by that. And I pray that is the case for the majority of us, if not all of us, that whatever that it is, that we definitely get to see it come to fruition. And this year will be the year for us to learn, to grow, to take ownership, to activate, to produce, to be a blessing to other people. There's this song, God, that you have blessed Kirk Carr with, a blessing to be a blessing. And that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be a blessing to others because we are blessed. And not just blessed financially, but just being blessed in the knowledge, being knowledgeable of things, being blessed by the relationship of other sisters out there, learning and growing and just building new relationships with people. So God, thank you for this outlet. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the new opportunities that is coming my way. I'm so excited, God, as to what you have for this platform, for my sisters. And it's not just for me personally, it's for all of us, because when I win, we all win. When they win, I win too. So we are all winners because we are all unified in Christ. Thank you for this day. We give you praise, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.